Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we take a call from Echo Park Jimmy.
Oh, that's good. We haven't heard from him in a while. What's been going on?
Well, everything has changed.
All right, so we're midway into another edition of Perfect Pop Week. Are you feeling better? Is it making us happier already?
I think so. Yes. I think it's helping. Yeah, it's like putting on a comfortable pair of jeans that you've owned for a long time. Makes you feel good.
There you go. So today we're going to have three picks for Perfect Pop. Three more get added to the list. We have one celebrity guest, and we have a couple of listeners. I mean, in our minds, those are also celebrities, but you know what I'm saying here. So anyway, everyone who contributes, we so appreciate it. So the way this works is people just tell us about a song they think is perfect that someone recorded, and just tell us a little bit about it. And that's pretty much the whole premise of this exercise, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get to celebrity guest Eric Early from Blitz and Trapper. We interviewed him a little while back. You can go back and hear that interview. And oftentimes when we do musician interviews, we ask them about a perfect pop song and usually end up putting them on the spot. And and then they answer the question, then we save that so we can use it for the next Perfect Pop Week. So that's exactly what happened here.
I can't recall anyone ever saying, no, I can't do it, or I'm not going to do it. You know, everybody always comes up with something, which is great.
They always come up with it eventually. That's right. All right, let's hear from Eric. Is there a song out there that someone has recorded that you think is just a perfect song?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Yeah, like, what is my ultimate perfect song? Man, I don't know. I've always thought John Prine, I think, has a few perfect songs.
All right.
Like Angel from Montgomery to me has always been a song that, I don't know, like, it's so great. Like, musically, it's just like really simple and cool. But lyrically, it's so beautiful. It's like a novel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, each verse is like a different chapter in this novel, and you could just get lost in the details of it, you know? And I also like that he's singing from a woman's perspective throughout the song. And so it sort of turns it on its head. Yeah. That would be one of my perfect songs.
All right. That's an excellent, that's an excellent pick. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery.
All right, Angel from Montgomery, John Prine, 1971. Of course, probably made more famous by the Bonnie Raitt cover.
Yeah.
Right? But what's interesting here, as Eric notes, it's, you know, the original written and sung by John Prine, is from the woman's point of view still. So right, you know, it even starts with, you know, him declaring himself an old lady. Yep. Right. So,
yep.
So I, you know, I think, you know, obviously John Prine, comes from that tradition of like story songs, and uh-huh. he was always very evocative in that way and very detailed. And I wonder, and he probably even talked about this. Maybe it comes from his background as being a, you know, a postal carrier, right? A postal mm-hmm. worker, right? And mm-hmm. seeing all those names and seeing the kind of mail people get and
yep.
and their houses, what they look like and all yeah. that. It's like all those, you know, you start to make up, you know, stories for people, right? Or you start yeah. to understand better about how people live in the very, you know, sort of small details. And I think that, you know, comes through in, or came through in John's work.
Yeah, well said. And what Eric said, I think, was right on the money, too, about how you can just get lost in it like a novel. You know, it's just you find yourself not thinking, you know, where you are or what time it is or where, you know, what day it is or anything. You're just sort of completely immersed in that song. And I think that's kind of amazing. And as many cover versions that exist is also a testament, I think, to a song that, you know, strikes a universal chord in people. So,
yeah,
that's a really good pick. I mean, that's bomb proof.
You know, it is. It also has a beautiful little melody, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's not discount that as no. well as sort of what makes the song work.
Yep. It's done in a very simplistic style that really, really works.
Yep. All right. Great pick. All right. Let's get to the listener picks here.
Okay.
We got two today. Let's start with Jim Petrillo.
Hmm.
You heard of him? Know him better as Echo Park Jimmy.
Rock in the Suburbs. Hi, this is Echo Park Jimmy. I was calling about the perfect pop songs. I had it narrowed down to two for 2020. I think a lot of people already like Daily Routine by a band called Disc, D-I-S-Q. So I'm going to pick Best Coast, Everything Has Changed. It is infectious. It is amazing. It's deceptively simple. She's like, I'm walking my dog. It's a little white dog. Everything has changed. But it is sunshiny. It's full of California sunshine. I can't even explain it. And at one point, she just kind of says, you know, I escape to Witch Mountain every day. It seems like a non sequitur. I escape to Witch Mountain every day, but it just tickles me. I love it. I love it. Best Coast, Everything Has Changed. They're saying Fiona Apple, Fetch Me the Bolt Cutters is the album of the pandemic. But I would say Everything Has Changed is the song of the pandemic. That's my prediction. Music will set us free. Remember, mindfulness. Stay in the moment. Keep an open attitude. It's not, things are going to happen. Let it be, man. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you.
Crawl all the way back home. I used to cry myself to sleep, reading all the names they called me. Used to say that I was lazy, the lazy, crazy baby. Did they think that maybe I was in on it? Did they think? No, of course they didn't.
All right, there you go. Best Coast, Everything Nice. Has Changed. That's from their 2020 album, Always Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give credit here. The Best Coast is made up of the duo of Bethany Cosentino and Bob Bruno. So there you go. All right. This is a band I've always liked. I mean, they've been around for, I don't know, how long? Let's see. Looks like
for a while.
A little over 10 years or somewhere in that range, 10, 12 years. Yes, they do that kind of sunny, you know, California, you know, pop music. But there's, you can hear there's a little, you know, that those guitars have a little, you know, dirt in them too as well. So it's not all that. But anyway, yeah, they know their way around a good pop song, I think.
Totally. And you know, it makes sense. EPJ, you know, walking around, walking a little white dog, you know, totally Mitzi. And so it's a great pick. Yeah. I had not heard that song before and I really liked it. So already added to my list. And we should say there is a Perfect Pop playlist whenever one of these is put together. You can, you know, find it on Spotify. And I do believe there's a page on our website, too, that has the picks.
Yes, exactly. And we'll also mention to intern Sam that he should probably embed that Perfect Pop playlist, the running playlist with all the Perfect Pop picks that have been chosen over the course of this show.
That's right.
So we'll do that. Okay. Now, let's see. We have one more listener call for today, and then we'll get to a couple more tomorrow. So next up today is Gerald Chizinski.
Talking about music, talking about craft beer. Hmm, that sounds like an interesting podcast. No, wait, that sounds like a perfect podcast. Is it a Perfect Pop podcast? Well, let me share with you my Perfect Pop song. Gerald Chizinski once again calling from Mississauga. So to me, a Perfect Pop song has to be under 4 minutes. So the first song that came to my mind, let's see, 3 minutes, 59 seconds. Close, maybe a little long, but it's a passing grade. Does this song have a catchy chorus? Check. Does it give you a feel of a certain time and place? Yes, it certainly does. And is there a group shout out happening at the end of the song? Well, bonus. I give to you none other than 2015 Sedona by Houndmouth. I was so impressed by this song off their second album, Little Neon Limelight, that I bought the album and then went out and bought their debut album, From the Hills Below the City. Both albums are really good and have a California feel to them, despite the band being from Indiana. Sedona, to me, is a feel-good summer song. You hear it and you feel the humidity on a hot summer night. It makes you happy. This song, to me, is picking up my daughter from driving lessons. It seemed every time she got in my car, when I went to get her from her lessons, Sedona came on the radio. I remember saying to her the first time that, to me, it was a summer song. It felt like a song that I hadn't heard in such a long time. Something that made me feel like summer. Like Fleetwood Mac Dreams, Bob Seger's Night Moves, or The Doors' Riders on the Storm. Those, to me, have that feel, that je ne sais quoi. Unfortunately, after two albums, keyboardist and vocalist Katie Toupin left the band. The band changed direction and since has put out one very forgettable album. Toupin, on the other hand, put out her debut solo album, Magnetic Moves, last year, and it is worth checking out. It is a really solid effort. Sedona is a catchy song that everyone can sing the chorus to. It's simple, it's memorable. One thing that is still a mystery about the song is, what does Saturday Night Kind of Pink mean? So bright and pink.
Right smack on top of Sedona Arabelle. When John Ford said, won't you hop on in a stagecoach, baby, gonna take you for a spin. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, little Hollywood.
All right, great pick, Gerald. Sedona by Houndmouth from 2015's Little Neon Limelight. Gerald mentioned that the band is from Indiana, and they are from New Albany, Indiana, which is right across the river from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
So I know New Albany very well.
Yeah.
And in fact, my good friend Tom Nord is a native of New Albany. It's so it's a suburb of Louisville in reality, and I would lump them into the that sort of Louisville music scene that also produced My Morning Jacket, for example.
And
you can hear, I think, you know, some similarities there in terms of sound and approach. But I think Houndmouth, I think, is a really interesting band, or was, as you mentioned, they had a personnel change that I think maybe changed things, you know, unfortunately for them. But even if you look at the cover art here on the album, Patrick, you get a definitely sort of a 70s vibe to their music.
Totally.
And you can tell that's kind of what they're going for, and I think it's very effective. I think it sounds like sort of a classic rock band, but not really dated yet either. It also, you know, feels kind of 2000s indie rock in some way too, right? So anyway, that particular song, Sedona, got a lot of attention for them, and it is really nicely written song. It's really good, and I would recommend this whole album. I think it's really, really strong. So there you go.
Excellent. And first song and debut album, that's pretty solid one right there. Absolutely. I'm not familiar with the whole record. I got to check it out. I have heard that song, I think. It's pretty familiar.
Yeah, and you can find, if you like go on YouTube, you can find them, you know, playing it live on like late night shows and stuff like that. I mean, they were on Rough Trade, and they, you know, got some attention, I think, you know, for this at that time. And they were kind of seen as an up and coming band, and then, you know, things happen. So anyway,
they do. Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Gerald.
Thanks, Gerald. That's a great one. And
really good.
You know, and one last thing I'll say about that song too. I think it goes to sort of the notion of what makes a perfect pop song. So I think when people talk about these songs, they'll point to sort of different things, and I think that's great. But one commonality I think you heard here with the two callers is they both said it kind of felt like summer, which I thought was an interesting thing,
that right? is really interesting.
There's something about that which I think goes to my larger point, which is a lot of it you can sort of try to break it down and figure it out or whatever, but a lot of it's just about the feeling in the song.
The vibe.
And I think this is a great example of that. Like you could probably get into the music theory of it, but that's really not even the point. It's like there's just something that just feels right about that song, you know.
It's like Gerald pointing out the phrase Saturday Night Kind of Pink, and you're just like, I don't know, but seems right.
That's right. Makes sense somehow. Right.
Okay. Right.
All right, cool. All right, so tomorrow we're gonna do two more listener picks for Perfect Pop, and then we're going to come back on Friday, and you and I are going to add one more song each.
Yeah, I'm honored to have the chance to continue to add our songs, and man, this is a hard one. I'm having a time.
You're still thinking about it. I have one picked out.
Okay, great. It'll be interesting to see what I choose.
All right,
and you, of course.
All right, let's get out of here and let's move on to tomorrow's picks.
Cool.
And of course, if anyone would like to make Perfect Pop picks for the next time we do a Perfect Pop week, you know, call in and we can get a good, you know, stockpile here.
That's right.
So the number to call is 612-440-1984. Or if you'd rather, you can make a voice memo and email it to us, rock@suburbspod.com. Some people do that. But this is one of those deals where we need to hear your voice and you need to make the pick and give us just a little explanation why.
That's
right. That's all. You know, what it means to you or what, you know. That's all.
Definitely a requirement on this one. We got to hear your voice.
Okay. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. Your dreams were thunder and lightning desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just you.
you don't think Echo Park Jimmy has been training his whole life to watch 2 seasons of Mindhunter in one day?